K-State Nation, finally, winner. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you from a sunrise Saturday here in Kansas City, Missouri on May 3rd, 2025. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. This will come out right off the bat here early this morning. Well, finally, Eddie can stop talking about K-State's baseball losing streak. You can stop talking about it. Stop talking about it, folks. As K-State offense, finally, something had to change, or at least for a game anyways, as again, game three is later on this afternoon in Provo. But K-State finally snaps a 10, more importantly, gets back in the win column, but for the most part, snaps a 10 consecutive road losing streak as they demolish BYU last night, 18-4, behind a red-hot Keegan O'Connor. Now, again, Keegan O'Connor's been kind of under radar. Now, we talked about him here quite a bit for the last, like, month and a half or so. Feels like every week, it seems like. But really, since the last month and a half, Keegan O'Connor's really come on for the Cats. Another bat, obviously, for them. Keegan O'Connor had 3 home runs in this game. I'm not kidding. 3 home runs in this game. That tied a K-State program single game home run record history, becoming the 5th Wildcat to do that. 3 home run game. Woo! So, hey, that's a rarity. Even in Major League Baseball. Now, you see 2 run home run games here. That's common in the Major League ranks, but 3? And especially college athletics, that's crazy. And Keegan O'Connor did it, 3 home runs last night, boasting the Cats to win this ball game. And they needed this in the worst way possible to stop a 10 consecutive. You lost 10 games on the road consecutively, in every which way there as well. And you finally get something going, and hopefully it can carry this in to this afternoon and take care of the series. Well, now every game becomes crucial because now we get your record and all that other stuff. But wow, Keegan O'Connor was, as they said, what is that thing? He was untouchable. He was unstoppable at the plate. That's like 3 home runs, and you get 2 home runs. And speaking of 2-run home run game, Seth Dardar, we're going to go right to the box score. We'll get back to Pete Hughes in a bit. We're going to flip it a little bit because this is the K-State that we expected, really, for the start of the series. You're playing on the bottom feeder. You've been losing to the bottom feeders in your conference. UCF, BYU, in game one, you had to show you are the better team on paper. You got to go out there and play. Yeah, play the game. And they did that. 6 home runs total last night. Half of those, again, K-State Nation, coming off the bat of Keegan O'Connor in an 18-4 spanking over BYU in game 2 last night. Eddie Greer, the third Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Game 3 later on this afternoon as K-State now looks to take the series. Every game now comes crucial. We're in the month of May now. And before we know it, we're going to be sitting here and it's going to be hot. Everything else like that. Sun already coming up. It's not even 6 yet. I'm recording early in the morning. Yep, I'm recording early in the morning. As I get back in the swing of things here, and I'm anxious to get back, get mile training going, because we got thrown a curveball late yesterday, and that is not totally my fault, but anyways, I feel bad, but anyways, let's get back on railroad tracks here for this postcast. But 6 home runs last night, Seth Dardar. I think this is the second time he's hit a 2-run home run game, had a 2 home run game. 2-run home runs for him. Maxis Martin added another one here in this ball game as they take care of business in Provo. This is what you need to be doing. You are a much better team than BYU is. Why were you messing around? I have no idea. But K-State got the scoring started in this game. We go straight to the box score in game 2. 3 in this. And probably, I can probably guess which one of these Keegan O'Connor home runs he hit. Keegan O'Connor, 3 runs in the second, 3 more in the third, three more in the fourth, and then a seventh spot in the top of the fifth inning for the Cats there, as this game went all the way to the, this was a full game. This did not stop at seven game innings, all this other stuff. This was the full nine innings, and K-State took advantage of that, and K-State struck for two more in the top of the eighth inning. BYU did not score into the fourth with two of their own, one to six, and then a team run in the ninth inning there as the K-State wins woo! By 12 runs in this game. Hang on a second. They win by 14 runs in this game. Bad math there. K-State, 18 runs, 19 hits, and for the second consecutive game, no errors for them. Cougars of BYU, 4 runs, 11 hits, and an error in this game. Michael Govedo was solid last night. He goes to 6-1 in the year. Garrison Sumner gets a loss there, and I don't know why we have Adam Arthur in the save spot. This was not a save situation as well this game. Quevedo last night going to right to him. K-State using only two pitchers, which is finally because P. Hughes, Manchester's team, is known for, even in this game, using four or five pitchers. But smart decision by him. Yeah, finally use two pitchers. Michael Quevedo, 6 innings pitch, 6 hits, 3 runs. All of those are earned. Walk 3 in Cade, 10 BYU batters. Adam Arthur went the rest of the way. Three innings pitched, 5 hits and a run given up, no walks and a strikeout there as well. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Keegan O'Connor show last night in Provo, Utah, as Keegan O'Connor leaned this offense all over BYU, 18-4. Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there as well. Let me see. Yeah, K-State last night, 19 hits, was the second highest total all year in 2025. 6 players. I did not even get to, I'm going to have to go back to the lineup. 6 different players had multi-hit games in this one. We're going to start with Pete Hughes first, though. Tonight was what K-State baseball looks like. Goes on to say here, quote, "We established a lead, extended it, and finished the game strong. We were able to do this by having a quality start, limiting free bases, playing solid defense, and running our offense to its fullest capabilities. Now it's our focus on to tomorrow," end quote, there as well. So, yeah, this is what we're expecting. You damn right, Coach Hughes. This is what we expected right here. You're our most superior team. You've been playing crappy baseball against subpar teams. You need to come out and establish yourself, and hopefully they can do that this afternoon to take it serious. Again, BYU took game one on Thursday, and now you more than handle business last night. It's good to see it. Hopefully they can carry that momentum into today again. I believe game three is 2:30. I'm going to double check that when we wrap this up. But yeah, Keegan O'Connor, damn, 5-for-6 last night. 3 of those hits were home runs. Keegan O'Connor went absolutely off. That's the word I'm always looking for. He went off last night. 5-for-6, scored 4 runs, driven in 6 runs. Seth Dardar, 3-for-5 last night. Maxis Martin, 2-for-4. Man, that is your 3-for-6 hitters going off last night. Sam Flores from the 8th spot in the order. Hang on a second. The pitch hitting last night. Yeah, 8th spot in the order. He had 3 hits in the game last night as well. So, again, this is what you're talking. This is what you need right here. If you're K-State right there, you need to take care of your business right there. You did just like that there as well. Speaking of home runs, you've been an everydayer of the Pearl Project Podcast all up to this point in May. Particularly baseball. This team, we have talked about home run hitting all year long. K-State this year, 21-3 when hitting one or more, when having a multi-home run game. So this is why we hit the home runs, rely on it, and then there it is right there. Keegan O'Connor, back to him real quick, just one of two players from the conference, from the Big 12 Conference, who hit 3 home runs in a game this year. So Keegan O'Connor, he... What did I want to call myself? What's the name that's been floating around on these podcasts I've been listening to lately? The Boogeyman, right? We know about Maxwell Martin. Talk about him all year long. Seth Dardar. Keegan O'Connor. I'm going to start calling you the Boogeyman, man. Coming up with some big hits. He's come with some big hits this year, and particularly in the home run department. And all three of his bombs last night were huge last night there as well. Michael Gavedo, his second 10 strikeout game this year as well. So, yeah, 2:30 Central Time is the game. ESPN Plus will have it there as well as K-State now. We'll look to take this series. Hey, they need to take this series now. As there's no game tomorrow, obviously, because of the series being moved up a day ahead. So, no baseball tomorrow there. But for K-State now, 13-10 in the conference, 27-20 now in 2025, and looking for the series, clinching the series win later on this afternoon in Provo, Utah. Home run hitting Keegan O'Connor. 3 home runs in the game. Crazy. That dude's on fire right now. I believe that's an 8-game hitting streak because we sat on here yesterday. He had a hit in game one. So I believe that's 8 straight for Keegan O'Connor. And he is rolling right now. And the Cats finally get, and more importantly though, the Cats get off of that long ass losing streak on the road, which been killing progress. If they're gonna get anywhere past, get a regional spot. So there's that. But more importantly, I can finally shut up about this streak, and K-State can finally, hopefully, get a streak, winning streak going away from Twinton Family Stadium. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where podcasts are found, free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Again, we'll have this right off the bat, fresh this morning here as we watch the sunrise here in Kansas City, Missouri. Again, make sure you subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we post content, upload content daily. Yep, including the weekends. Yeah, we post episodes Saturday and Sunday. We're different than all the rest of the podcasts out here. Then y'all be first to be notified about that. I might hop on Podbean at some point this weekend. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, GRIER, number 3 EDDIE apostrophe S podcast. Catch us with bonus coverage of the Pearl Project podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden in the chorus tell one K-State fan about the Pearl Project podcast. Kansas State 18. BYU 4, the Keegan O'Connor home run show last night. Lean away, 6 home runs last night. O'Connor had half of those. Unbelievable. In case they will look to take the series this afternoon in Provo, Utah. Alex Hayden, Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from, my man, not, see, there it is. Put that penny in the jar, baby. Put it in the jar. Let me take that penny. Give me that. All right. Eddie Greer from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas.